My guests here today are two prominent musical theater actors in West Michigan, Deneen Muley Koch and Jeremy Koch. They are a husband and wife who will be taking on the roles of Francesca, the Italian housewife, and the traveling photographer Robert Kincaid, who come together in The Bridges of Madison County. It's a Farmers Alley Theater production that starts June 8th. Jeremy and Deneen, thank you for joining me at WMUK to talk about the show.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much. It's always a pleasure, Kara.
So the title, familiar to just about anybody who's read the book or seen the movie. What can you tell me about its journey from film and book to the stage?
Well, it was a very popular novel written in the early 90s and by Robert James Waller. And then it was number one on the New York Times bestseller list. It became a very popular movie with Meryl Streep and Clint Eastwood. And then in between then and now, not sure how it happened, but someone decided to turn it into a stage musical. And they hired Jason Robert Brown to write the music, and it's gorgeous, and it won a Tony for Best Score and Best Orchestrations. And we've been listening to this music for a long time and super excited to sing it.
Did you have a chance to see a production when it was in its first run or not long after?
We did, actually. We saw it when it was on Broadway. The guy who originated the Broadway role of Robert Kincaid is actually a friend of ours. His name is Stephen Pasquale, and he was on a national tour of West Side Story that we did a while back. But anyway, we were really excited, A, just to see the show, because we knew it was something we would want to do eventually, but also to get to see our friend do it. So we saw it on Broadway before it closed, and we were able to meet with him afterward, and it was quite beautiful. It isn't often you see a show at my age where you look at the leading lady and say, that was written for me. That could have been written for me. The fact that she's Italian, I was just so excited. I thought, oh, here's my role.
Now, for those who somehow were living in a cave in the last 30 years, what can you tell us about the story of Bridges of Madison County?
Well, it is all about a photographer. No, I'm kidding. It's about, it's really, truly about a woman, a housewife, a woman named Francesca, who is originally from Italy and had moved to Iowa and, got married and had two kids and is raising this family and just is feeling a little bit lonely, a little bit sad, a little bit like she's, I guess I should let you talk about your own character.
I was going to say. No, it's okay. But I know what Jeremy's getting at. Francesca sort of acts as the narrator to the show. So in a way, yes, it's her story. She's looking back over her years and the decisions that she made. When this photographer comes to town, she's drawn to him. She's happy in her marriage. Her husband is a very, very nice man. She loves her children dearly, but there's just something missing. She came to the United States to escape the war. She met this American right when Naples had been completely bombed and destroyed, and she was feeling very sad. So her life, she's been content. She's been here for 18 years. But it's just pretty much stayed the same. So when this photographer shows up and there's this spark, she feels like herself again. And she starts seeing in herself things that she thought she'd lost. So this affair, over 4 days, while her husband and children are at the Indiana State Fair showing her daughter's prize steer. Like you do in Iowa, in 1965, that's when it takes place, this affair happens. And I think the challenge for us is helping the audience understand why this makes sense and why it's deserved between the two of them.
It's very spiritual. I play Robert Kincaid, who is a photographer, and he has traveled to all these beautiful exotic places. He's taken all these pictures. He's been everywhere, and yet he feels lost. He feels like he's never had a home. And so when he meets this woman, then they have this instant connection, and it's very passionate. It's very powerful. It's kind of magical and ethereal. and they're only together for 4 days, and yet it feels like 40 years. It's like they spent kind of a lifetime together. They just feel like they're so drawn to each other. And so there's kind of that magic and mystery involved with it. And they feel like they fit and that they connect. And then when they have to part, it's incredibly sad.
But he's not giving away the ending.
No.
Not at all.
No.
There's much more.
there's a sequel.
Yes. Part two.
I'm with Deneen and Jeremy Koch, who are playing the two lead roles of The Bridges of Madison County, the wife of a farmer in Iowa, Francesca, and Robert Kincaid, who's the outsider coming in with that air of romance around him, having traveled the world. And maybe we can stop here and listen to some of this absolutely beautiful scoring and singing from the Broadway soundtrack. I do want to point out that my, you know, egghead musical side is really pleased with the lush string writing. I think it's one of the key features here, how well orchestrated this piece is. Yeah.
Can I speak to that a little bit?
Oh, well, tell me.
I love how some of the instruments in the orchestra represent characters, or there's a correlation, there's a parallel. So when you mention the strings, that's Francesca, you know, and it's the cello. It's that sad cello, you know, and it's beautiful. And then, and because she's from Italy, you know, and so you kind of relate that music to her being from Italy. And then Robert, my character, is originally from Texas, and he's just kind of a little bit more, you know, down to earth, down home American boy. And so he's got a lot more guitar, even mandolin. And so his is more folksy and bluesy and country, you know, and hers is a little more like, you know, lush Italian. I just love that stuff. So the egghead in me is coming out too.
Great. This is from the opening scene called To Build a Home.
There's a boat that leaves from Napoli every Thursday in the morning, and a nervous bride can share a bed with her soldier from the States. For a week, the ocean carries them over lost and charmed.
From the very beginning of the show, The Bridges of Madison County, we've been listening to the opening song, which is sung by the character of Francesca. And in the Farmers Alley Theater production that opens on June 8th, Deneen Mulay Koch will be in that role. And your husband, Deneen, is here also, Jeremy Koch, and he's playing the role of Robert Kincaid, the one who comes and upends her life for 4 days, but for also kind of for a lifetime.
Yes, I keep telling everybody, please come see me have an affair with my husband in this show. It actually, it makes it an easier sell for our children, Jeremy, Jason and Carly, who actually are playing my children in the production. Francesca has two children, Michael and Carolyn. And Jeremy and I, of course, have two children that are the same ages of these characters, Jason first, Carly second. So it's so much fun to have my own kids playing my kids, especially when I'm struggling with the decision as to whether or not I'm going to stay with my husband or go with my new love here. But it also makes, you know, the rehearsing of the love scenes a little less awkward because our kids are watching their own parents, you know, as opposed to mom with some other man. So that's convenient.
Right. And then, you know, your mom's directing and your dad was the assistant prop designer. So it's a real family affair. And it also ties into, you know, the theme of the novel, which is, you know, family and love and the choices you make and the love you choose and the love that comes into your life. And we see that in some of the other characters in the story as well, the next door neighbors who are kind of nosy, very cute, played by Zoe Vonderhaar, who was in our previous production of It Should Have Been You, and Ken Derby, who actually grew up in Kalamazoo. So we're bringing him back. So that's an awesome thing. And they're great. We love working with them. And so you kind of see their relationship, too. And it's another example of love in the town.
I want to say that this is the part in the Farmer's Alley season where you often try these newer pieces, these sometimes untested works that really captured you when you saw them, you know, a few seasons back on Broadway and thought, you know, it's time to shed light on the things that aren't the big blockbusters mm-hmm. all the time, like A Man of No Importance mm-hmm. and
Dogfight. Light in the Piazza. I've been thinking about that a lot. This show has ties to Light in the Piazza. It's some similar themes.
Yeah, we usually do something a little bit more contemporary in June. And some have been very successful on Broadway, Cabaret, for example. But it has that, you know, attention-based theme, something a little bit more pushing the envelope, you know, when we're coming to showing human nature next to normal, those kind of shows, Dogfight. Newer works. As I was just sitting here, I was thinking one of the shows that we did in the June slot. Oh, Next to Normal, that's the one that was very, very popular and ran for a very long time and toured for a very long time. But, you know, showing slices of humanity that we don't always see.
Yeah, and that you have to travel hundreds of miles to find another production of.
So right.
It's yeah. pretty mm-hmm. rare. That's The Bridges of Madison County at Farmers Alley Theater, and the website is farmersalleytheater.com. That's theater with an R-E. At the end, and ticket prices and show times are all right there. It opens June 8th, and the run is set to go through the 24th
Correct.
Of June at the Little Theater on Oakland Drive. Well, let's talk a little more about the production. You've mentioned many of the cast members. The director is Kathy Moulet. Maybe we could talk about the look of this production. You said it was set in 1965?
Mm-hmm. That's right. 1965.
In Iowa.
In Winterset, Iowa. And scenically, what we have to do with our little theater stage, which of course is bigger than our original stage, but most of the action takes place in Francesca's kitchen. So half of the stage is the kitchen. The other half has to go between State Fair to the bridge, which is incredibly important. Obviously, you go to the bridge a number of times in the show. And it was a challenging set design on Broadway even, you know, to keep transitioning from one to the other. But in our, you know, smaller space with a unit set, my mom is finding it very challenging but exciting, you know, to be able to put something together that is believable, beautiful, and workable.
Did you have anything to add to that?
I just was thinking about the bridge analogy, and it doesn't really have to do with our scenic production, but, you know, just the idea of bridges in our lives and, you know, how sometimes it's scary to cross a bridge and you don't always know what's on the other side. But sometimes there's something, you know, beautiful there, and you're always glad that you took that risk.
Well, I can't help but ask again about Jason and Carly, your kids who are in the cast, and what it's like to, you know, work with them as actors. I know they're quite precocious. They have a lot of experience already in theater. Mm-hmm. But is there anything that's challenging for them or kind of funny that's happened in rehearsal?
Yes. First of all, they're wonderful. They're both really, really great. They're doing a really good job with this really difficult music. Yes, we're very, very proud of them. I think that both of them obviously are reacting well to the fact that, you know, I'm having this affair with their actual father. But because they have a different father in the show, they're trying to distance distance themselves more from Jeremy. So Carly has decided to stop calling Jeremy Dad and to just call him Man. Because she has one line toward the end of the show where she says, Mom, who is that man? That's all she ever gets to say about him. So he is Man. But yeah, and Jason, I love when he does a show that he's really excited about because it just lights such a fire under his booty. He's so excited about the music. He's singing it constantly. He loves the rhythmic challenges. And we have Catherine Walker, music directing, and
yes,
she's just, she's brilliant. She's so much fun to work with, and she's just so smart. And she has this ensemble sounding amazing. Christopher Herod, who's here from New York City, he's here playing Bud, Francesca's husband, caught on real early and said, wow, this director, my mom, really knows what she's doing, and this music director, Catherine, is kind of a genius. So he's having a good time. And of course, my kids are connecting with him because they have most of their scenes together. This man who's playing their father, who they don't know, and the two of them have a lot of scenes at the state fair together, so they're having fun.
Well, why don't we jump back into some of the music? After hearing this opening scene where it's representing Francesca and we hear a lot of that cello, we might go somewhere further on. There's a song called State Road that you brought up before we started.
This is the kids at the state fair. There's actually a band playing on stage. We're going to have the fiddle player and everybody on stage. And Whitney Weiner, who starred in It Should Have Been You last summer, she's our state fair singer. And she comes out. So the first voice you'll hear is not Whitney. It's the original, obviously, Broadway singer, but the character Whitney's playing. And then the two children solos are the parts Jason and Carly will be playing.
And we're back with Jeremy Koch and Deneen Moulay Koch of the Bridges of Madison County. That was State Road 21. And we've just heard a whole different side of this musical, which opens at Farmers Alley Theater in the Little Theater on Oakland Drive on June 8th. And it continues through June 24th. We just heard a song where your children are featured, your real-life kids, Carly and Jason will be singing, and Whitney Weiner, you said. Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, the public wants to know what it's like for each of you two married people to take on roles where you have to seduce each other or find yourselves unbearably attracted, even though there are... even though you're supposed to be strangers.
Well, we've had to do this many times before with West Side Story and with Secret Garden and She Loves Me. And, you know, so it's fun. It's sort of fun to go back into the memory, you know, and remember what it was like when we actually first met. Because, of course, we're like any normal married couple. Where now when I look at Jeremy, I see Jeremy, you know, whereas before I saw, ooh, who's this? You know, but no, it's pretty easy for us really to go there and it's fun. And sometimes we don't see each other very often because of his work and my work. So when we get to do a show together, it's actually really nice.
I've just been loving it. It's like she's a different person, you know, and you know me, I'm growing my hair real long and she's got this Italian accent. So I don't know, for some reason, it's a little easier with this one. We've immersed ourselves in these roles, and so I think we're looking at each other in a different way. And I am just falling in love with her, with Deneen as Francesca, as we go along. I really am. And this, because this, it's like it was written for her, you know? It's just the perfect role and the perfect sound in the score for her voice. She sings the heck out of it. It just makes it easier, and the passion is there, and we're looking in each other's eyes, and, you know, it's real. I
was told last night by one of the other cast members that our romantic scenes are very steamy.
Job accomplished.
Yeah. I thought, well, okay.
And that's a quote.
And it was the first time that the cast was really watching us, because most of our rehearsals so far have just been Jeremy and I with my mom. Jeremy and me with my mom. But last night, we just kind of jumped in and went for it. And yes, we absolutely look at each other from the characters' perspectives. It's not Janine and Jeremy up there. But it does make it more comfortable, you know, to at least go there. And it went well. Everybody seemed to be with us.
Bridges of Madison County at Farmers Alley Theater, coming to you on June 8th. Janine, do you have an Italian heritage?
I do. I'm 100% Italian.
So tell me about your parents and grandparents.
Okay. Well, my dad's father, his family name, Mulay, they are Sicilian. And my dad's mother, I don't want to get this wrong. I want to say she's from the Rome area, her family. All of my grandparents were born in the United States, but their parents all came over. And my mom's parents, the Salernos, they are from the Abruzzi region of Italy. So we're all Italian. And, I knew a little bit of Italian growing up. Every once in a while, there'd be a fun word or a food word or maybe even a swear word that would be spoken in Italian in my upbringing. But the hand gestures, the expressive way in which we talk comes very, very easily to me. I was watching a video actually of Bridges the other day, and Kelly O'Hara, who originated the role of Francesca, who's obviously very Irish O'Hara, had all these hand gestures. And I said, how interesting, my hand gestures are the same. And my mom said, well, because they're Italian. They're Italian gestures. She did her work. And you don't really have to think about it.
Have you been back to Italy?
No, okay. I've never been. But that's something the two of us are talking about. Jeremy and I have always said that for our 20th or 25th wedding anniversary, we'll go. That's actually when my parents went, is their 25th wedding anniversary. I remember that. And since we just had our 19th anniversary this past Tuesday. I'm thinking it's going to end up being 25, because I don't think we're going next year. Are we going to Italy next year? Probably not.
You never know.
But I can't wait.
Maybe I'll surprise you. Oh. We definitely want to go.
Yeah.
Well, what's another song we can listen to?
Well, let's see. I think
we talked about the passion,
duet.
So why don't we talk about the passionate duet in Act Two?
Yes, this is a turning point in the story where Robert sort of lays his heart on the line and says, "I don't want to go on without you." And let's see if
I know it's going to be hard. I know it's going to be difficult. I know that it's kind of unimaginable to change your life this way, but come with me. I will take you all over the world. I'll show you all these beautiful places that I go as a photographer, and we'll enjoy them together. Come with me.
And Francesca obviously is sitting there weighing whether or not that's even possible.
For the first time in my life, I am not outside the moment. With a camera in between me and the world I think I know. For the first time in my life, I am somehow part of something. You surround me, you connect me, and I think I can't let go.
From the Bridges of Madison County, the musical, which starts June 8th at Farmers Alley Theater, we heard A Million Miles, the name of that song featuring the two leads, Robert Kincaid and Francesca, the name of the characters. And here in the studio are the actors playing the parts, Jeremy Koch and Janine Mulay Koch. The show clearly hits an impassioned high point here after all of the events that must lead up to it in the short span of time. You said it takes place over 4 days.
That's right. And, you know, just thinking about the title of that song, A Million Miles, Jason Robert Brown does such a great job with blending styles. That's something he's well known for, taking folk and country and traditional musical theater. And then, of course, he's got like sort of the lush, more traditional Italian type of themes, and he blends them all together so well. The other thing he does, he has kind of a fascination with time and with space. And that really works well for the themes of this show because, you know, they talk about just being like so small, just 1 second, you know, and we're just 1 second in the grand scheme of things. Almost like Carousel when he talks about like just being a little grain of sand. But then, you know, but it's destiny. They talk about destiny and, you know, how I mentioned earlier that even though it's only 4 days, you know, it feels like much longer because they somehow stretch those 4 days out and they just savor them. And just the love grows so quickly. It's almost like time stops, you know, and each scene is worth a year.
Yeah. Francesca has a line. She says, suddenly, in this minute, I'm not getting older. It's a neat line. It's actually one of my favorite songs to sing. It's called Look at Me. And it's her realizing that she didn't have to let go of the fire and the passion and she calls it the ache and the buzz of the girl that she was, which I think is such a beautiful, you know, idea. And that's exactly what happens when somebody is attracted to you. You see yourself differently. It awakens things in you that you thought were dead. So that's what's happening in that moment in the show. And it's what happens in those 4 days for both of them. They see themselves the way they want to be seen, the way they feel. As opposed to how they are in their everyday life.
It's almost like one of those movies where someone time travels, you know, they enter like some room and they time travel and they're gone for years. And then they come back and they're like, how long was I gone for? And the rest of the other people are like, you just left, you know, it's like that. It's like they went and they hopped over into this alternate world, this alternate universe where they can just live and grow and love and be passionate together. And then they come back, you know, and it's only 4 days, but it feels like so much longer.
It's another show that goes to show that musical theater can have nuanced and really sophisticated themes that leave you thinking and wanting to talk it out after the show and sometimes wanting to go back again because along with those themes is a gorgeous musical experience. Mm-hmm. And in this case, you have a really fresh sounding score from Jason Robert Brown. Mm-hmm. Why don't we move on to another selection? Can you set it up for me, Jeremy?
Sure. So Robert Kincaid is a photographer and he's taken all these pictures. And, you know, he's kind of looking back on his life and he's looking at some of these. And
he's much older at this point.
He's much older. He's kind of closing up shop. He's going to retire. And he's looking back at these pictures and thinking of all the beautiful places he's gone and all these amazing things he's seen. And yet, what he's thinking, what he's saying is all that really mattered were those 4 days with that wonderful woman, Francesca Johnson.
In the film, I'm a little confused because I want to ask if I want you to spoil something for me. Mm-hmm. In the film, I do remember there were scenes of the adult children looking at some of the things Francesca had left behind. Do they do a time shift in the musical as well?
They do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We do. So, at one point, there's a song that kind of marks the passing of time. So you see the Francesca's children grow up, and you see other things happen. And so then the last few scenes are much later in the future, you know, 20 years in the future.
All right. Well, let's hear It All Fades Away.
There was something in the desert. There was some place wild and green. And a child in a village I passed through. There are places that I've traveled, and so many things I've seen, and it all fades away. But you. Fades away, it all fades away, it all fades away. But you
Once again, from the Bridges of Madison County, that's It All Fades Away. And it's a song sung by the character Robert Kincaid, who is played by my guest here today, Jeremy Koch. And Deneen Millay Koch is also here, who plays Francesca. Jeremy, I don't know you super well, but in some of our interactions, I mean, I find that you are always very open and, you know, you have your emotions are on, you know, near the surface. I'm wondering if you ever get choked up trying to get through some of these songs.
That is so weird that you said that, because I started thinking about that song and I was thinking about the fact that it is a very emotional song. I actually got a little choked up last night at rehearsal. And yeah, that's one of the challenges of this song, is to feel it, to really, and that's a challenge of musical theater in general, but especially when you're singing something that is emotional, but to sing a song and feel those feelings and convey them to the audience, and but also maintain, you know, the musical and vocal integrity that's required. So yes, that is definitely a challenge. And yes, I do get choked up. And I honestly, more so than in the past, I think that it's extra emotional because I do have my wife that I'm playing opposite, and I do seem to connect to this story, and I do love the story, and my kids are in the show. So it's extra emotions layered on top of each other. It's also one of those songs that I just think is so well written and so well known in certain circles that, you know, it's one of those ones you want to really do justice to as well. You know, I want to live up to the author's intention and the, you know, and the expectations. So there's that level as well.
I'm sure you've had the experience as
well.
Yeah,
this music in particular is written to be incredibly emotional. There's another song in the show, which we aren't going to play today, but it's called Almost Real, and it's where Francesca tells Robert about her life in Italy. And it ends up revealing how she met Bud and how she came to the States. And the first time we blocked it, and my mom was doing the staging, and we have representatives playing a younger version of Francesca and a younger version of Bud and Francesca's love back in Italy, who went to war. And so there's some movement in the song. And as I'm there with them, you know, so you're listening to me, I'm narrating it, but you're also sort of watching the story unfold. I got so choked up because it's really, really sad that you find out the reason she came was simply to get away from Italy. And it really wasn't steeped in a passionate love that brought her to the States. Comfortable, kind, nice person, good life, flat Iowa, boring, but nice. You know, nothing fancy grows there that grows in Italy, but she makes a go of it. But I just did. I just burst into tears in the middle of rehearsal. But now, of course, I've gotten through that. And once you do that in rehearsal, you kind of go, oh, okay, I can't do that because now my voice is wobbling or something. You know, so you have to find a way back to just telling the story. What I end up doing is just going to the fact that this was years ago. The emotions wouldn't be as much on the surface as they were back then. So I can tell the story and get through it. So it just takes a lot of practice.
I was just thinking about another layer, which is the fact that you talked about the flatness of Iowa. And I started thinking about how different Italy and Iowa are, of course, just, you know, on face value, but just also the culture. I mean, when you think of Italy, right, and you think of art and music and opera, and you think of gondolas on a river, right? And then what do you think of when you think of Iowa, right?
Wheat, corn, corn and wheat. Yes,
I mean, just for her to be transplanted like that and look around and go, oh, this is where I live now, you know? But she did make a life. She made a life, and she was happy on some levels. But, you know, just thinking about The contrast of Iowa and Italy is interesting, too.
If you just tuned in and you're remembering maybe a book you read in the past, it's The Bridges of Madison County, and the musical is coming to Farmers Alley Theater on Friday, June 8th, and continuing through June 24th. And tickets are available now through the website, farmersalleytheater.com. The production is on Oakland Drive at the Little Theater, which is a nice... you had to compromise by moving there when there was construction in front of the original space, but mm-hmm. now you can benefit from using both spaces.
Oh, it's been a wonderful partnership. And this year, being our 10th anniversary, we really wanted to be able to do some special bigger shows. We thought, while we still have access to the Little Theater on Oakland, let's do these shows. We wouldn't be able to do The Producers, you know, in our original space.
Up next after Bridges.
Up next, yes, exactly. next year, we will be back at the original space
full-time.
Exclusively. Yeah.
I see. Yep. Okay.
So The Producers will be the last, well, we don't know in the future, but for now, the last theatrical production at the Little Theater on Oakland Drive. So we're going to go out with a bang and really and really give it to you with The Producers.
With Springtime for Hitler every night.
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, Bridges of Madison County is opening June 8th, as I said. And Deneen and Jeremy, it's been great to spend a little time with you trying to uncover some of the intrigue in this story. And as it turns out, really, it sells itself, the music and the story, just beautiful. And the fact that you two know each other intimately, and we get to watch the two of you bring out completely different sides of each other, and your children are in the cast as well. Very meaningful, just to witness, really.
Very special production. We're really proud and honored, and we look forward to sharing it with audiences. And
I'm already sad that it's going to end. And we haven't even opened yet. Yeah, no, I know it's going to be beautiful. People are going to want to come see this. From a design standpoint, we have Lanny Potts lighting, and it's always a breathtaking experience to see Lanny's lights. I think that people will want to enter this world and stay in it for a little while.
What do you suggest we listen to for our last piece?
Well, as Jeremy mentioned earlier, the final song is sort of an anthem. I think that Francesca, she looks back over her life and she realizes that in all aspects, she chose love. And isn't that always better? And that's the name of the song.
Well, thank you both.
Thank you, Kara.
Driven into someone else's driveway, you could have tried to find the bridge another day. I could have gone off to the fair, or locked the door, or washed my hair, and in a way that would be